Yes, I am very excited because we are getting ready for another season of the most successful organization in ECHL history, your South Carolina Stingrays. And I am here at the palatial offices of the Stingrays in North Charleston today, talking with the president, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the great Rob Kincannon. Rob, another year of Stingrays hockey.
Critic, how are you, buddy?
Every day is a holiday for me. I like these early interviews. I worked out. I'm prepared. I'm looking forward to the season.
You're ready to go. If we need a body on Saturday, can you play?
I can. Do you see? I'm working out, too. I'm like 6'1", 190. I'm almost hockey size.
We may need a little muscle out there this season, so we'll give you a call.
That's what I like to hear. That's why I love the Stingrays. And we have opening night this Saturday, October 19th. Pack the house. Yeah. $15 tickets all throughout the Coliseum.
Yeah, it's a promotion we usually do later on in the year. And then we decided this year, why not to do it on opening night? Ticket sales are going great right now, and we encourage people to get their tickets early. It's going to be a big night. Opening night always is, and it's another exciting start of Stingrays hockey for sure.
27th season and the amazing run of 26 seasons in a row with the winning record and making the playoffs all but how many times?
One time.
Right.
One time we didn't make the playoffs. Yeah, that was Jason Fitzsimmons.
Fitzy, but we love Fitzy.
We love Fitzy. Yeah. We love Fitzy. Fitzy, the one year we didn't make the playoffs, we always, Jared and myself and Brett always give Fitzy a hard time. But, hey, he's made out fine. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's been with the Caps for 15 years. He's somebody we get to work closely with on a daily basis. And he's, done a great job helping us shape our roster this year. We got Steve Bergen, first-year head coach, who's been with us for 4 years now, and Ryan Blair is going to be his assistant this year. And there's a great vibe at the arena, and we got a lot of good players. We got about 6 or 7 returning players, and we're excited for the 2019-20 season, and we have a good feeling about this year.
I want that fourth Kelly Cup this year.
We all do. The kids, my 8-year-old kids want it as well. But no, we got a lot of fun things planned this year, Critic, and what other way to cap it off with a great opening night with the $15 tickets. We're gonna have the red carpet outside the arena where the fans can meet some of the new players and things like that. Jared will be out there interviewing the guys. We'll have DJR Dot. So it's gonna be a cool and fun night, and we'd love to get a big crowd out there for it.
And that is Stingray legend and Hall of Famer and now coach of the Colorado Avalanche, Jared Bednar, we speak of.
Yeah, Jared Bednar is the one that's the one we speak of when we ever say the Jared word, right?
That's all you need to say. If people remember Jared, the greatest enforcer, but he was such a good player, too.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's one of the only undefeated teams in the NHL right now. I'm proud of all the guys and what they've been able to do and accomplish after the time with the Stingrays. All of those guys are doing great. And, Spencer Carberry is doing great in Hershey. Ryan Wasowski's up in Charlotte. He just won a championship this year. So I'm sure someday we'll see Steve Bergen sitting in that same position as well.
And lest we not forget the franchise, number 14 from Buffalo, New York. I was hanging out at his place yesterday for the NFL, the great Dave Seitz.
Dave Seitz is a great ambassador for Stingrays hockey. Last week, Brad Franco from Channel 2 was commenting on how his son came home from school the other day and he was fired up for Stingrays hockey. Yeah. And somebody from the Stingray was there talking about Stingrays hockey, and they had a helmet on, and the skates are like blades and knives on boots. And come to find out, I talked to a community relations director, and she's like, I have no idea who that was. And sure enough, it was Seitzy promoting the Stingrays. He was in there. His friend is a teacher at the school, so he was in there talking about Stingrays hockey. He had his helmet. He had his jersey. So he's still doing great things for us in the community. And like you said, he's a legend in our community here. But he loves Stingrays hockey. He loves Buffalo Bills and Buffalo sports. So we're always appreciative to Seitzy and all the other alumni guys here who pass the torch.
And hopefully we'll see them for opening night this Saturday, October 19th. All seats, $15. StingraysHockey.com. Pack the house. And taking on the hated Orlando Solar Bears to open up the season.
Yeah, we played Orlando the other night in their season opener. We came out on top 4-2. They got a really good team. And it's always interesting when we play those guys. The last couple of years, we've wound up facing them in the playoffs. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be a wonderful night. It's going to be an exciting night, and hopefully we can pack the house for the guys.
I also want to mention this: all Saturday games will be at 6:05 this year.
That's correct. I'm glad you reminded me of that as well. It's a little change we're doing, trying to get some people in the arena earlier and then get them out earlier as well. So if a 6 o'clock game now, we'll get over around 8:30 and people can still get home or get out and do whatever they else want to do.
I was going to say, yeah, I'll be in the Tanger outlets, I'm sure, doing some bar hopping. We also have some new jerseys, I believe.
Yeah, we got some new Washington Capitals inspired white jerseys with the white helmet and the red, white, and blue gloves. Warriors is the new equipment provider of the league. So we got a lot of new and fun, exciting stuff planned throughout the season, Critic. As it goes on, you and I will touch on some of those events as the season goes on, but opening night is always one of the bigger and better ones as well.
And we do have 9 Friday games. We'll be back with 98 Rock and 105.5 The Bridge. The Ceiling fans will be at the Coliseum anytime there's a Friday home game, and the first one will be on November 15th. So we got a little bit of time against the Indy Fuel.
What was the record last year? What did we finish?
I think we were like 4-3-2, something like that. Had a couple of overtime.
Yeah, okay. This year we got to improve on that record.
I know. Undefeated. I want undefeated. I want undefeated on Fridays, and I want that 4th Kelly Cup.
We do too. Let's go.
This Saturday, start the season off, bring the whole family. Stingrays hockey is always so much fun. You can also now get to the Coliseum at 5 o'clock and start pregaming with me inside the Montague Terrace and the Coliseum Terrace. You know I love the pregame.
We know you love the pregame.
And yeah, it's such a short ride share home for me, so that's why I love coming to the Coliseum.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your support. You've been supporting us since the 90s, the last 27 years, yeah. Critic, and we appreciate everything you do for us.
26 winning seasons, the ECHL Team of Excellence Award last year, too.
Yeah, we did a great job here in the office on the business side of things. Our staff is growing, and I'm proud of the accomplishments that we had last year and being recognized as a Team of Excellence. So hopefully we can continue some of those good things into the 2019-20 season.
One last thing I was telling you about, my one-day fun days, or my tripping with the Critic shows. We keep talking about going on the road with the Stingrays. Maybe in the beginning of 2020 or sometime in the second half of the year, I will go on the road with the Stingrays. Tripping with the Critic with the South Carolina Stingrays would be very fun.
Maybe we'll put you on one of those Greenville games. We'll put you on the front of the bus.
Very good. I've never really been to Greenville, so that's a good idea.
You wouldn't have to pay to get up there. Yep. You wouldn't have to pay for gas money. You just have to have some beverage money for the Greenville game, and then you can ride back maybe on the bus with the guys.
Oh, you know I'm a chiseler. I'm a cheapskate, so I like that plan.
We can make it happen.
Yes, come on. Well, I cannot wait. This Saturday, October 19th, 6:05, pack the house, opening night, first home game of the season, your South Carolina Stingrays. We'll be there on Friday nights, but I'll be here on Saturday at Casa del Rey for the season opener, and we'll talk to Rob throughout the season. Oh, what a good kickoff here. Good first interview. We're in like mid-season form already.
We're pros at this.
Yeah. I know you got a busy day. Thank you very much for talking to us. He is Stingray president, legend, Hall of Famer, Rob Kincannon. Stingrays this Saturday, 6:05, pack the house opening night with the sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.